Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Tom Boyer, who is president of TSYS Merchant Solutions. Tom, thanks for joining me today.
Good afternoon, Karen. Great to be here.
So I thought it would be great to get caught up. You've been recently put in the position of leading TSYS Merchant Solutions as its president. And so I'm curious to get your perspective on the space. You've been in it for a while. What have you observed as some of the most significant changes in acquiring over the last, let's say, decade or so?
Sure, Karen. I would comment on three significant changes from my perspective. First, the pace of change in the industry is accelerating at a faster pace today, and I think it will continue to do so. Technology and social trends are fueling the change. It's impacting almost every element of our industry, from shortening the delivery cycles to creating new channels, new payment forms, and enabling new kinds of competition and partnerships. Second, the buyer is more informed today, and I think it's resulted in a shift from push to pull sales and marketing activities. This shift has caused our industry to look at the acquiring business a bit differently. With origination, ease of use, availability, access, and security now part of a new discussion, I believe it requires a much broader view today than yesterday. It really is so much more than just processing credit cards.
I would agree with you. And I think, you know, you talk about the buyer being more informed. How is that changing how you talk to buyers these days?
So I think it changes our focus in terms of building and designing our products, right? We obviously serve the end merchant, but I think it's really important to understand the merchant's business and also look at it through the customers they serve.
The space has a lot of new entrants, and I think you touched on a lot of the changes that are the underpinning of what's going on in acquiring, the technology component, more informed buyers, different buyers too, and the pace of change. How are players like Square and integrated payments players affecting the shift in the space? Is it helping to drive things forward and changing those conversations, or how is it affecting the competitive landscape?
I think certainly the channels to market and the customer journey are becoming more complex. I think it is moving the business forward, but with more players involved, things can go a different direction. So I think it's really important that we understand the channels that we're targeting and really take a deeper look at the customer journey. That experience from origination through to servicing is critical to making sure that we deliver on the promise with our customers. We're going to continue to see increased competition and new entrants, but I think we really need to focus on what we do best and focus on our core as we execute on our objectives.
What are buyers asking you today that perhaps they didn't think to ask or didn't know to ask even 3, 4, or 5 years ago?
I think our customers want to know where their customers are originating, where they are in the buying process, whether it's pre, it's during the buying process, or post. We have to be able to serve their customer any place, anytime, with any payment that they tender.
How is TSYS keeping up with the changes in the space and staying a step ahead of the competition?
I believe it requires us to maintain a resilient focus with a firm understanding of our core operating principles, as I said earlier. So often, Karen, I think companies run the risk of chasing endless opportunities only to fall short of desired expectations. The chase can be exciting and fun, but I think it's really important that you know who you are at the core. So for TSYS, we're looking at focusing, making better and faster decisions, and developing deeper learnings. The business is more complex today. So I think making sure that our team members have a strong and keen understanding of the complexity of the business will allow us to keep pace with the rapid change. I also want to leverage the broader TSYS organization, collaborate and engage, because I'm still learning about the assets, the great assets that TSYS brings to bear to help support the direct merchant business.
You mentioned technology and, you know, the buyer's needs changing a lot. How is that influencing the roadmap or the innovations that you're likely to bring to market in the near term?
One of the investments that we're focused on is making sure that we develop our Total Merchant Insights program. Karen, that's a loyalty-based offering solution. What we're doing is utilizing location data and social data sources to deliver benefit to both the consumer and the merchant. And through our partnership marketing activities, we know what influences a consumer to use the card more, and in turn, it helps our customers grow their business. So we want to make sure that we get the visibility to our customers, that they attract loyal customers and the younger generation, as well as fulfill these new demands anywhere, any place their customers want to do business.
That's interesting. So the Merchant Insights Program is what exactly? What are some of the things that merchants in particular can get through the Merchant Insights Program?
So understanding when customers are buying, how they are performing relative to local businesses in their area and in their industry code, why are they buying, and what causes them to spend more at that particular business. The other is leveraging social media and looking at the ratings as part of the social media data that we have.
Interesting. So final question. We sort of talked around a number of the challenges and issues that are facing the acquiring space today. I would just love to get your perspective on what the top two or three issues really are from your perspective and what TSYS is doing to address them.
Okay, sure. First, increased competition and new entrants will continue, as we talked about. I also think the industry is facing continued pricing pressure on its core processing revenues, and clearly rapid change will continue. So at TSYS, we're focused on a number of things, and really the emphasis is around customer experience. We will continue to make investments to unify the customer experience across our internal channels. By improving and integrating these touch points across our organization, our goal is to create a connected experience that enables us to have a deeper understanding and a more comprehensive view of our customers' business. Our evolving programs and service level offering will be designed from the perspective of our customers, both large and small. At TSYS, we talk about client engagement quite a bit. It means delighting our customers and putting the customers at the center of every decision we make. Engagement with intent shifts the conversation from us to them. And I believe by demonstrating, not just asserting you care, your value stock rises. We're going to continue to keep a close watch on many of the activities impacting our business, including new and emerging technologies, evaluating complementary new growth channels, segments, and revenue streams.
Well, there's a lot to the space these days, and I'm sure that you will have an awful lot to do at TSYS running the Merchant Solutions business, and it sounds like you've got a great toolkit and platform to serve the buyers that, in fact, are looking to you for more and different guidance, more so than they've ever before. So, Tom, thanks very much for joining me today. It was great to get to know you.
Thank you, Karen.